Hey everybody, this is Sophie and welcome to episode 133 of the Big Boo Cast. On this episode, Melanie and I are going to talk about our very exciting Valentine's Day plans that we had last week. We're going to focus maybe too long on a charcuterie board we saw that was really spectacular. And we're going to talk about a new skincare product that we have both tried and have some feelings about. Before we get to all of that, though, I want to tell you about something that Melanie and I both love so much, and that is FabFitFun. FabFitFun is a seasonal subscription box with full-size beauty, fitness, fashion, and lifestyle products. It retails for $49.99, but always has a value over $200, and the spring box is available now. My spring box from FabFitFun actually arrived a couple of days ago. And y'all, I mean, I carve out some time to open that thing. You do not want to miss this. It's so fun. It is like somebody sends you the very best birthday present you can imagine four times a year. One thing I'm super excited about in this new spring box is a product by Dr. Brandt, and it is called No More Baggage. It's an eye depuffing gel. I feel like between the No More Baggage and my Jade Roller, y'all, I've got such hope for what's going to be happening up under my eyes. The FabFitFun box is always filled with so many great things, and depending on what is in your particular box, you might have skincare from Glam Glow or Kate Somerville or Dr. Brandt. You might have fashion items from Free People or Michael Stars or Trina Turk, or you might have beauty products from Moroccan Oil or Chi or Beauty Blender. And the spring box is epic. So if you would like to try FabFitFun, then go to FabFitFun.com and use the promo code BIGBOO so you can save $10 off your first box, making it only $39.99. Again, that's FabFitFun.com and use the promo code BIGBOO to save $10 off your first box. You deserve to treat yourself and you are gonna love it. Alrighty y'all, here we go with episode 133. As always, we are so glad you are here, and as always, if you are here, you are home. Hey everybody, this is Sophie, this is Big Mama.
Hey, it's Melanie, it's Big Mama.
And happy Valentine's Day, everyone.
It is. It is Valentine's Day today.
Which, I don't know about y'all, but at our houses, whoo, it is a day full of, just such celebration.
Love and romance. And
yes. Yeah. I mean, I got my first dozen roses this morning, about nine.
Yeah, I figured. Now, Perry came in yesterday and brought me some, which they were delicious. They were some sort of flavored pretzels that one of his landscape clients had given him in like a little Valentine's bag. And he said, hey, here, happy Valentine's Day.
So, I ran to the grocery store last night after I went to the gym to get some candy to take to work today. And while I was there, I got David and Alex each a pint of ice cream. Oh, and so I came in the back door and I said, I have brought Valentine's gifts to everyone. Everyone, please come to the kitchen.
Yes. Here you go. Okay.
You know how I feel about a greeting card holiday. I don't feel great about it. I don't love them.
Well, Perry called me because he got up this morning. So Caroline's sick, you know. So she came home sick Tuesday. She was homesick all day yesterday. She went back to school for the morning this morning because, you know, it's all about exam exemptions. And so she went back for first through fourth, and then I picked her up at lunch. So she's back home again now. Well, Perry got up and went to the ranch and took the dogs this morning. And so he called about 1:30 today to check on Caroline. And when I answered the phone, he said, happy BS holiday, except he didn't say BS. So I'm just saying, all your romance dreams can come true, ladies.
That's right.
Yeah.
Right. All your romance dreams are happening right now in San Antonio, Texas, and Birmingham, Alabama.
That's exactly right. So,
and I cannot even tell, like, I'm not kidding you when I tell you
it bothers me not one iota. Like, I do not give a rip about being celebrated on Valentine's Day.
I completely concur. I don't care. It does not bother me. I'm like, I've been happy. Last night he said, hey, I'll get Caroline up and off to school. Why don't you sleep in? That's the best gift anybody could give me. That's how I know I'm loved. So that's all I need.
Yes. Last night, David cooked Alex's noodles and his garlic bread while I went to the gym. Thank you.
Yeah. That's it. Yeah. I'm a woman. I'm a simple woman with simple needs.
I really am.
Yeah. So, well, what was I going to tell you? Something else about... Now, do you like any Valentine's candy? Do you get any kind of candy or anything?
Mm-hmm. No, I really don't. I mean, I like... You know, I mean, I love dark chocolate a lot. I love dark chocolate a lot. So, I ran in... Well, you know this story, but one of Alex's best friends tore her ACL in a soccer game a couple of days ago.
Oh, I hate
so,
that.
So, I was taken... Alex and another friend of his to see their friend who tore her ACL. Mm-hmm. So I ran in Fresh Market day before yesterday to get her some tulips because they always have super pretty flowers. And so while I was in there, I was like, oh, I will also get some chocolate to take to her. And so I went to the little section of Fresh Market where they have all kinds of like, you know, all assorted dark chocolate candy bars. You know what I'm talking about? You know, the big bars, all kinds of different salts and things. And I will tell you, like, if I do, I will not turn down some combination of dark chocolate and a sea salt, a Himalayan sea salt, a salted almond, a salted caramel, any of those things combined with dark chocolate. I'm here for that.
Yeah. Yeah. That's, it's hard to go wrong with that.
Mm-hmm. I mean, I could really, I don't know what that was, because for the longest time, I hated dark chocolate. I thought it was so bitter. And then there was something, probably about when I turned 40, I was like, oh, tell me more dark chocolate. And I don't need your milk chocolate anymore. No. I don't care about it. I want dark chocolate.
I agree. I totally agree. And the darker, the better. And like you, if it's got some sort of sea salt situation happening, that is ideal.
Now, I thought about you this morning because a friend of Alex's at school, her mom made some homemade sugar cookies last night and she iced them and she put sprinkles on them. Or no, she put decorative sugar on top.
Oh, yum.
So anyway, I had a delicious sugar cookie, like a homemade sugar cookie. That's not a bad deal. So no, I don't think I really have a favorite. Okay. A favorite. I did get a lot of candy for school today. And I will say probably, I would say with the high school kids I work with, Dove dark chocolate is very popular if it's combined with peanut butter or with mint or with caramel. Mm-hmm. And then I think besides that, like I had some like miniature Twizzlers they love. They love a Starburst.
Okay.
They love a Reese's peanut butter cup. Mm-hmm. They really love those green apple and caramel suckers that you can buy in Walgreens. You know, it was an assortment.
Yeah. I ran in Walgreens today and I got myself some, I got some sour gold bears, otherwise known as sour gummy bears, which are my new sour candy of choice. But then Caroline likes, which I went on a hunt. So yesterday she was home and she said, Mom, will you please run to the store? She said, I want those. HEB does these ice sugar cookies that really only come out, I think, at Christmas and Easter. And they're like round sugar cookies and they're kind of iced. I do not care for them. They're real synthetic to me, but she loves them. And so like at Christmas, I think she ate three things of them. So she said yesterday, will you go get them? So I went to our HEB. They were out of them. They said, oh no, we're already out of them. And they said, you might want to check Oak Park, which is another HEB that I hate going to because it's small and it's old. So I didn't go yesterday. Mm-hmm. Well, today, when I took her to school, I thought I'm going to surprise her with those cookies. And so I went to Oak Park HEB. They did not have them, but they had a kit of Ice Your Own sugar cookies where they had made like six heart-shaped cookies that came with icing and sprinkles. So I was like, well, I guess I'll get those. So I grabbed two things of those. Now, let me say again, that came with like six small heart cookies or whatever. So I go up there to the cash register and I'm already annoyed because the express line takes forever. and I'm in a hurry. And he rings me up and he's like, that'll be $19.96. And I said, these two things, the cookies, are $10 each. And he said, yes, ma'am. And I was like, oh, no, thank you. And so I left him because I was like, no, I have to make That's these right. myself. I'm not spending. I could go to Bird Bakery and get like already iced much better sugar cookies than these. So then I called Gully and I said, I'm about to run over to the Almas Park HEB to see if they have these cookies. And she said, oh, I'm already right here. Let me go run in and check for you. And they had tons of them. And so she picked them up for me. And I will tell you that she got us two things of already iced, the ones that we wanted, for $7 total.
Well, so, that was a racket was. With those Ice Your
Listen,
Own.
Listen, Gully said that's HEB trying to capitalize on some homeroom mom who dropped the ball until the last minute and had to go drop $50 on some cookies for her, the homeroom to ice. But so anyway, I got Caroline those cookies and bless her heart, she does not feel good. And so I picked her up at lunch and I said, look what Gully went and found you at Almas Park HEB. And like, she seriously got teary. She goes, oh my gosh, this is the sweetest thing.
Bless her.
And she, you know, Caroline is not an emotional kid. She was like, that's the sweetest thing. And then she ate like three of them while we were on our way to pick up lunch. So anyway, so that's our big Valentine's treat. But that's a good thing to have in the house because you couldn't pay me to eat one of them.
Well, okay, so back up. But I've been teaching for the last 3 weeks. Today was the last day I've been teaching the girls in ninth grade Bible. Mm-hmm. You know this.
Yes.
And so I've had so many conversations about so many things related to the life of a teenage girl. But today they did their like final assessment and then we had a few minutes left in class. I said, y'all just all come to my office and we'll have a sing along.
Okay.
Like we'll just go and we'll just sing songs. So we went back to my office and I put on like some old Justin Bieber, like
Perfect.
Some baby,
oh, yeah.
Justin Bieber.
Perfect.
So I had all that candy. I really didn't think about you. I had all that candy in my office. I had girls all sitting all on the floor singing old Justin Bieber. And I thought, well, this is my real live life. Like this, this is my real live life. So anyway, they had all manner of cookies and, special sized Hershey's Kisses and, I mean, they had an array. Many of them had come with heart-shaped Krispy Kreme donuts. And then Alex told me he went through Krispy Kreme through Chick-fil-A this morning with a friend that they had heart-shaped biscuits, heart-shaped. It was a heart-shaped extravaganza at our Chick-fil-A.
Wow, they're really making the most of it, huh?
It was a festive day, what I'm going to tell
you. Right.
Well, it's been a festive day. So, but he has two lacrosse games tonight. So, so, you know, it's about to take a turn, but
okay. We were supposed to have a track meet, but Caroline's not running in the track meet because, you know, when you've had fever and the aches and a headache, you don't think, man, you know what I'd really like to do? Go run a bunch of laps around the track as fast as I could. Mm-hmm. So
I like to run, get real hot.
Yeah. And so she is not. Mm-hmm. So we're hoping that if she doesn't do the track meet, that maybe she'll feel like playing tomorrow's soccer game. It's kind of what we're going for at this point. So I know. And this is the second time she's been sick in the span of about a month. It's like we just got both and it's like two different things, but she just got them both. So, but we kind of knew this one was coming because she kept saying everybody on the soccer team. And you know, when everybody has it and it's the people that they share a locker room with, you're like, it's a matter of time before this hits us.
Yeah. Yeah. You just sort of sit and wait.
So, but that's it. But on the upside, I've had some time. So I've watched, as we know, the best of all the Real Housewives franchises, the Beverly Hills version.
The Real Housewives of Beverly Hills.
Do you agree? Do you think it's the best one? It's my favorite one.
I really do think it's the best one. Like I love New York.
Me too.
Don't get me wrong. And I still think New York is probably the fastest hour of television, but Beverly Hills is not far behind. Like that episode this week lasted about 14 minutes. Mm-hmm. It seemed to me it was so fast. And there were so many gems in it. One thing that I sent to you was there's a lady on there. We're not encouraging you to watch Real Housewives of Beverly Hills. We appreciate that a lot of you are holier than we are. You are walking in a place where you would rather have a time of personal worship than get bogged down in the trauma.
Yeah.
With a bunch of.
But that's okay. We aren't those people and we'll own it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So I'm just saying, for me, it's a little therapeutic at the end of a long day to just watch this whole thing play out. So there's a lady named Dorit who is on The Real Housewives of Beverly Hills. And Dorit really, I think she really fancies herself an envelope pusher
when it comes to fashion. Yeah, for sure. And I want to say, sometimes I feel like that works for her. This week it did not.
Well, because this week she showed up to Lisa Rinna's house in an outfit. Listen, I don't even think I would not have worn that in the 80s. Like, she had a whole 80s crimped side pony situation. She had on a white, I think it was a white t-shirt kind of thing with a black members only type jacket draped across her shoulders. Yes. And I feel like, no offense, anybody, but I feel like no look reeks of effort as much as the look that has the jacket draped across the shoulders.
Could not agree more. 100%.
Unless you also have a hat with your jacket draped across the shoulders. But, like, it takes so much more effort to keep a jacket on your shoulders than it does to stick your stupid arms in the stupid sleeves.
That's it. Because here's the thing. You're not wearing that. That's for a photo op, because you can't walk around with a jacket just draped over your shoulders. You can't function that way. Yeah, you can't
just hang in there.
Yes, absolutely it is.
Yeah. Yeah. So she had to put her hands in her pockets to square her shoulders up enough so that she could walk to the front door. But she's got on what looked to be some, like, Gucci jogger pants, maybe?
I don't know. I believe you're correct.
Thank you. With some really tall, I'm sure, designer sandal.
Mm-hmm.
But the real centerpiece of the outfit was, it appeared to be a Gucci fanny pack.
Yes.
The whole thing, like, the amount of time it took her to get ready. Like, I'm assuming it was a several hour process, you know, because it's like, and then the end result, you just want to go, oh, Dorit, like,
this was a lot of work, wasn't it?
It was a lot of work.
I feel like unless you're Cardi B, you don't need to have that much of a look. I mean, I know she's a gazillionaire or whatever, because her husband manages Boy George's career, which we can question how lucrative that really is at this juncture. But I look at that and I'm like, if you're the mother of two toddlers who by and large just stays home, that just feels like a lot going on. To go to like a girls' night, like wine. I mean, granted, I say this as somebody who's currently in my American Eagle joggers for the fourth day in a row with a hoodie with some stars on it, and my hair is in dire need of a wash. So, I mean, maybe somewhere between where I am and Dorit is really the best place to be.
Right. Well, I feel like everybody else just showed up kind of like in jeans and a shirt.
Yeah.
Which is, you know, I would say that's sort of generally where most people would land. But listen, so here's my point. She went in a costume.
Yes, she did.
She went in a costume.
Yes, she did.
But I'm here to tell you, that whole thing, like, it fascinates me.
Yeah.
And I've never, as somebody who's really never been in an argument, like the way that they fight, kind of.
Mm-hmm.
Not that. Mm-hmm. I mean, some of them genuinely seem to be friends. But anyway, the whole thing was really at the end of a long day. It was just what the doctor ordered, is what I'm saying.
Yeah. You need something, you know, I put this on Twitter this week, but it's funny because Caroline, it was making fun of me this week because she said, Dad, you know what mom does all the time? She watches funny animal videos and dies laughing. He said, like, and I'll make her watch them. I'm like, watch this, you know, and I think and she's like, Mom, it's not that funny. But I'm like, here's what you don't understand. When you get to be in your 40-aught somethings and you've got a lot of stress and a lot of things just going on and you're managing a lot of things, including a teenager, you just need something a little bit mindless and frivolous to laugh at. And if that is a raccoon pretending to play the harp on a lawn sprinkler, then let me
tell
that.
You that raccoon playing the harp on the lawn sprinkler has got gotten me through. I've gone back to it time and time again. Kids have come in my office in need of actual help, and I've said, hold on just one second. I want you to see this. And I've turned my computer around to show them the raccoon playing the harp on the lawn sprinkler.
It's what you need. Sometimes it's what you need. So, you know, Gully and I call them because sometimes on Facebook, they're under a heading that's crazy animals. And we're like, sometimes you just need a good crazy animals video. Like that's, I need to see an orangutan falling over because it smelled its own finger. Uh-huh. I need to see a cat riding on a Roomba. I need to see a dog like trying to walk in shoes. That's what I need in my life.
Yes.
Yeah.
100%.
Yeah.
So I guess Real Housewives of Beverly Hills to a certain extent is my crazy animal. Like it's, I don't know, but I mean, who am I kidding? I watch them all. It's not like I'm selective and I just choose the finest one. I'll watch all of them.
I know, but that's what we needed. It's a good brain break. And sometimes you just need a good brain break. So
somebody asked me recently, can't remember where we were. David and I were somewhere together. And you know, David watches a lot of television. He DVRs a lot of television. He likes any kind of criminal procedural situation. Yes. He will watch all of those. I don't. Like the Venn diagram of what he watches and what I watch does not overlap at all. Like it used to be Survivor, but I haven't watched Survivor in probably the last three seasons.
Yeah.
So there's no overlap in what we watch because here's what I watch.
Mm-hmm.
The Real Housewives.
Yeah.
I don't watch YouTube. I watch YouTube. That's it.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. I don't watch anything on television anymore. I don't, it's like by the time I get home at night and I get the kitchen cleaned up, it's usually 8:30. Like by the time we get all that stuff done. And then I just with that short amount of time, a YouTube video really suits my purposes better.
Yeah. I agree. I'm same. Like I officially, and last night, I think I made it official. I didn't even know it, but I'll go ahead and say it just this minute. But I had watched Schitt's Creek because that's one. Mm-hmm. Now that's every week. I'll still watch that. So I watched the new episode of that. And then I looked on my DVR to see what else I had. And I had three episodes of This Is Us and I deleted them. I thought I'm done. I've officially broken up with This Is Us. And I'm going to tell you something. I'm not going to say it's not them. It's me. I'm going to say it's them. I got tired of don't manipulate my emotions. It got to be, I'm like, it's just sad. And there doesn't feel like to be a lot of redeeming value.
Well, you know, I never watched the second season.
Yeah.
So I think I've been done with it too. Like I think I really enjoyed that first season and heaven knows I really enjoyed Gerald McCraney.
Yeah.
But,
well, that's right.
But I don't have the reserve and it is not therapeutic to me to watch something sad.
No.
I think that's what took me so long to get through Parenthood. Like it just, that is not what I want to laugh.
Yeah.
Or I want to be vicariously just like amazed at.
Yes.
At how somebody else conducts themselves.
Yes. Yes. That's it. That's it. I know. It's that whole thing. Cause I think that's why, like, to me, Real Housewives of Beverly Hills, because for all that Dorit's outfit is absurd, I still want to see that. You know what I mean? Like I want to know that somebody somewhere is putting that outfit together to go have wine with her girlfriends. Like I like that. You know,
their houses are also gorgeous. That's fun to watch.
Oh, let's talk about, I'm going to tell you, and you texted me to prepare me for it, but I took a screenshot of that charcuterie board.
Hold on. That was a charcuterie table. And I feel like I made myself a note somewhere on my phone. I'm going to find it. Or did I text you and say?
You texted me and said, it was before I had watched it. And you texted me and you said, Kyle has a charcuterie expert name. Well, I can't remember his name.
I'm fixing to find it.
It wasn't Peter. It was something like that.
Hold on. This was yesterday. I'm trying to get back through text and text won't change. But yes. Here we go. Here we go. Let me just see. This is where we were discussing the episode. Okay, let's see. I sent you a picture of the outfit. I watched it twice. I'll go ahead and say.
It was good, but it was worth it just to see that charcuterie table. I mean, it
His name is Petrit. Petrit.
Petrit. Petrit. That's right. I'm going to bet that's not his given thing. Name.
Yeah.
I mean, it was like, I was like, I've never wanted to be somewhere more. I just wanted to be able to observe that table in person.
And like some of the stuff on there, probably like if there are capers on a charcuterie board, I'm going to go pass.
Yeah.
I don't want your capers. There was a lot on there, but it was just gorgeous to look at. It was not your normal $14.95 cheese board.
No. I mean, it was something. I've never seen anything like it. And I took a picture of it because I was like, I wanted to see everything that was on it. Like, I really wish Bravo would post it so we could see everything that was on it because it was the most impressive display. As I thought, I think this is different from my charcuterie board, which is like two types of cheeses and some sweet gherkins. I feel like they've taken it up. It's a whole other notch above what I've got going on over here, which really isn't hard to do, but I'm just saying.
Well, you also don't have a charcuterie stylist or a charcuterie expert at your disposal. Hey y'all, it's me, all by myself in the middle of the podcast because I want to tell you about something. Zola. Now, obviously, it's been a little while since Melanie got married. It's been a little while since I got married. We are actually now at a stage of life where some of our friends have kids who are getting married. It's a completely different deal, a completely different perspective. But I'm so happy to be able to recommend Zola. Zola is the easiest way to plan your wedding and register. Zola takes the stress out of wedding planning with free wedding websites, your dream wedding registry. They have affordable save the dates and invitations and easy to use planning tools. You can conveniently manage everything online and it's all in one place, which saves so much time. So you start with a free wedding website. It's so easy. It takes just minutes to set up. There are over 100 beautiful wedding website designs to choose from to fit any couple's style. And then Zola makes it easy to personalize your favorite design with all your wedding details. You can put your Zola registry on your wedding website so guests can get all the details they need and buy your wedding gift in one convenient and beautiful place. Zola makes registering for newlywed life so easy. The Zola store has the widest selection of gifts at all different price points. There's something for every guest to give. And guests love the free shipping and returns, the price matching, and more. You can also register for gift cards for your favorite brands, and they have the best completion discount, 20% off remaining gifts on your registry, starting right after your big day. So, to start your free wedding website and also get $50 off your registry on Zola, go to Zola.com, that's Zola.com/bigboo. Again, to start your free wedding website and get $50 off your registry on Zola, go to Zola.com, Zola.com/bigboo. Alrighty, y'all. Here we go. Back to episode 133. Now, let me say this. Last time on the last episode, you mentioned that y'all had gone to a Super Bowl party at your friend Kim's and she had made these sliders.
Yes.
That were so delicious. And so the next day, I can't remember, like not very long after that, I got all the stuff and I made those sliders and I'm here to tell you, and I posted the recipe on the last episode show notes. I've never made anything. And I consider myself a pretty good cook.
Yeah, you're a good cook.
I have never made anything Alex Hudson loved more than those sliders. Oh. I mean, like, I cannot. If you are a person who finds yourself needing to cook for a group of, I would say, 13 to 19-year-old boys, that's your ticket.
Yeah.
Because. And listen, don't even go in the fancy cheese section. There's no need to go get any Gruyere cheese. Mm-hmm. Like, you can skip it. You get you some provolone or some cheddar or some Swiss and put on those things. But I'm here to tell you, he loved them. Like, talked about them for several days.
Mm-hmm. They're so good, aren't they? And I haven't made them yet, and I've got to make them because, in fact, that may be go on my dinner list next week. Because I mean, I can't quit thinking about them. I was like, this is one of the best things I've ever had.
They're so. I mean, like it takes because like caramelizing the onions takes a little bit of time because you really caramelize them. You don't just saute them, and so caramelizing the onions took a little time. But I did it on a day. You know, our fresh market every Tuesday does ground beef for $2.99 a pound and boneless skinless chicken breast for $2.99 a pound. I was like, I'll do it on a day when it's $2.99 Tuesday. And so I probably got 3 pounds of ground beef. But here's what makes them so good. You put, and I've bought this before and used it to cook like butter beans and stuff like that. It's that better than bouillon, that beef base. Mm-hmm. And you mix it up in the beef. And then at the end, you mix it up in some butter and you put it on top of the buns. Mm-hmm. Oh, they are so good.
Yeah. That's a winner. That is to me like a win. That to me is such a, it's such a great, like make ahead. Like I'm hosting soccer team dinner here in March. And I really thought, I think that may be what I do for soccer team dinner.
Oh, they would love them.
You know,
and do so, you can do some without onions if you have people who aren't big on onions.
Yeah. That's kind of what I was thinking. And then they love their carbs. So I thought do that and a couple of pans of mac and cheese. And I mean, what else could you possibly want?
You're exactly right. Yeah. I mean, they were so good. That's one of those recipes I will make that for the rest of my life.
Yeah. Yeah. It's a keeper. It's one of those that you're like, well, this is a game changing recipe right here. Mm-hmm. Yep.
Probably not anything that would ever darken the door of Kyle Richards' kitchen on Real Housewives of Beverly Hills.
That is not, but I will say, I did want to mention for my San Antonio friends, all three of you who listen to this podcast, I have heard, and I can't remember where I heard about it, but there is a charcuterie service in San Antonio now, and it's called the Bored Couple, but it's like the Bored as in B-O-A-R-D, theboredcouple.com. We'll link it in the show notes, but they create and deliver charcuterie boards to your home.
Okay.
Uh-huh. And I know this shocks you given everything else I've revealed about myself. We don't entertain a whole lot in terms of, and we have like soccer team parties and things like that. We don't have a lot of grown-up entertainment necessarily that happens here. Yeah. But if we did, like if I found myself having like a little cocktail party or something, their charcuterie boards, I will say if you need, it's worth looking because they, it would give you some good inspiration because they're beautiful.
Well, that sounds delicious.
Yeah, I mean, like if you were to ever come to San Antonio, I would order us a Bored Couple charcuterie board. And they have a picture that kind of looks, it's not quite like Kyle's table, but it is that where it's just a vast array of all kinds of things.
Oh,
yeah. But I'm like, that's a pretty smart business, right?
Well, like even the guy at Kyle's house, when he was setting it up, he was scooping stuff out of like the plastic containers like you get at the grocery store deli.
Yeah. So you're kind of like I'm looking on their website right now. So they have a Valentine's Day special. So it's a charcuterie board it's $99, but you get a custom reusable board for two. It's got a handwritten note. It's got two long stem roses, and then it's got chocolate and then all your little cookies and all this, you know, crackers and fruits and all this stuff. But here's the thing. If you go to Central Market, you're going to spend close to that and not get the reusable board or the roses.
Yeah.
Because it's expensive.
Christmas, I may not have told you this. So for Christmas, my sister-in-law Rose gave me a big, it's really a cutting board, but it's a neat shape. It's really long. And because one of their neighbors at their condo in Florida makes them by hand.
Oh.
And if I knew his name, I would link to them, but I don't. And so anyway, so she got me one of those and I keep it on my stove, just as a kind of a surface to put stuff on. But Christmas, I got that board. And then I have another huge cutting board that I use every single day. And I put it on the other side of the stove. And so for supper, Christmas Eve, I just fill that thing up with crackers and fruit and chicken salad and hummus and all that kind of stuff. And that's what we did for Christmas Eve dinner. That's also what we did the night before Thanksgiving dinner. And just grapes. And I made some tuna salad. I made some pasta salad and some potato salad, like just different things like that. Plus all your little nuts and crackers and cheeses. it's the best thing going.
It is. There is just really nothing more that I would rather eat than that type of thing. Like that, I can, I'm sure at some point I'd get sick of it, but I can't imagine when, because if I could just have different little bites like that every single night that somebody would just lay out for me, that I, that would be my dream come true.
It's the combine, it's the combining the things. It's like, ooh, let's get a little bit of mustard and put it on this steak that's wrapped in bacon. And then,
I know. I agree. I totally agree. It's the best way to eat. It's so delicious. I know. That makes me want to do that for dinner.
Okay. So we have a new, well, you, Jamie, as most beauty product adoptions go in this current phase of our lives, it starts with Jamie Golden and then it filters down usually to you and then to me. And you tried a new thing that I have now tried. It is something else.
Listen,
it really is something else.
Okay. So I had seen on Jamie's stories, I think it was in her January favorites, which are her beauty products or various products, but she mentioned Nivea face cream, but she said you have to get the German version, not the version you get at the US grocery store or drugstore, or Walgreens, CVS or whatever. Right. So immediately I went on and I was like, Google German Nivea, because apparently there are ingredients that are used in the German Nivea that are the, like, if you look at the first five ingredients, which everything says the first five ingredients are the main ingredients in a product. Well, the first five ingredients of German made Nivea and La Mer, the face cream that cost a gazillion dollars, are the same. So, but here's the difference. You can get the German Nivea off of Amazon for like $10.87. And how big is that tin that we've got of it?
Oh my word. Okay. So I thought I was getting like a little, I thought I was, I kind of, because I knew it was the same, the first five ingredients were the same as La Mer. I was expecting kind of a La Mer size little thing, or even like my Sunday Riley stuff that I love, that CEO cream, something about that size. Y'all thing is the size, it's bigger than a coaster.
Like huge.
It's huge. When you consider that it's a beauty product, like it's bigger than any beauty. It's bigger than like a powder compact. It's big. You could save it and put candy in there. Like,
yes.
Big.
Yes. It's huge. And how much, I mean, like I've been using mine now for, I think 7 days. And I mean, and I use enough that I put it on my face, my neck, and then my chest area, because I feel like those are all my areas that I would like to age better. And it, like, I haven't even made a dent in it. You can't even tell I've used it.
Okay, so let's talk about two things about it. One is I told Melanie I was going to be using it for the next 9 years. Yeah. Because it, there's, I don't know how you ever run out of it. Because I've never used a product this thick. And so you just sort of, you kind of just brush your fingers across the top of it. You just need the tiniest bit. It's so moisturizing.
Yeah. It is.
It's crazy moisturizing.
Yep.
I think it's going to be fantastic in the summer. Like I thought, oh, this would feel so good after, like if you've been at the beach.
Yes.
You know?
Yes.
Get out of the shower and put that on your face. Yep. Oh, that would feel good.
Yeah. And I just need that. Like, and so I know, because people always ask this. So like what I do is I am still using my rosehip oil because I believe in the healing and restorative powers of the rosehip oil. But I'm just using a couple of drops of that. And then I put a thin layer, but I'm using the Nivea morning and night, but my skin gets really dry this time of year. And so, so I use a little bit in the morning, just enough to make my face moisturized. And then at night I put a little heavier coating on it because it really soaks it in too.
Yeah, it really does. Like I just, and it smells, it's okay. So my mama had this, she used to love Paquin's hand cream. And so mama, it smells like mama's Paquins to me. Like, I don't know what that is, what that, that ingredient is. And so I had this, this sensory flashback when I used it, like it, it just, golly, it'll take you back, but it is, you could turn it up. It's like going to Dairy Queen when you get a blizzard and they turn it upside down. You could turn it upside down.
Yeah.
I'm kind of embarrassed. I know that you can turn it upside down and like nothing would fall out of there.
Yeah. No,
it's that thick.
It's that thick. It's so good. And then I also read in the Amazon reviews that if you, you can always put it on with like your hands a little damp if you don't want it to go on quite as thick. The thickness to me is not a problem, but there again, my skin is really dry. But like, I have to say, I feel like it has helped my winter skin look so much better because it had just been so dry. And I kept trying different things, but I couldn't find something that really worked until this. So I feel like it's been my saving grace.
Yes, I think it's really good.
Yeah.
I think it's a delightful, an unexpected, but delightful
yes.
product. I'm a fan.
I know, me too. And for $10, I'm like, listen, at this point, I'm only spending $10 every 17 years to replace it.
It's fractions of a penny a day.
It is. It's practically free. So, yeah.
Oh gosh. There was something else I've tried. What did I buy? Cause I got two things from Amazon. The Nivea, it's going to take me a minute to remember what the other thing is. I don't know what it was.
Okay.
But then whatever it is, I mean, clearly the Nivea is the only thing that I've tried. And I'm still using my Sunday Riley. I really do love it.
Yeah.
It's really good. But this is so good at night. Like, it just feels so good on your skin at night.
Yeah. Yeah. And that's, to me, when my skin feels so dry at this point. So I'm very thankful for the Nivea. That was a great tip. So
thanks, Jamie Golden.
Yeah. Thank you, Jamie Golden. Once again, you did not let us down.
Well, I've got to go to a lacrosse game. Is there anything urgent that we need to address? Any urgent,
I don't know,
information regarding spring fashion or anything that you feel like you desperately need to pass along? I will say I ordered the New Balance sneakers yes. that I was thinking about getting that we talked about a couple of episodes ago.
Yes.
I ordered them. They were darling. I was so pleased with them when I saw them.
Yes.
I put them on and the tongue of that shoe, it was like it was made with some kind of particle board, and it wasn't, but it was so big. Oh. Like, it was huge, and it rubbed against the front of my foot every time I took a step. So I took them back.
Oh, well, that's a shame. So now you're back on the search.
Yeah, I think I'm just, I got those Brooks Glycerins that are the most comfortable, really the most comfortable walking shoes I have ever had in my whole life. And so I think I'm just going to wear them. And if I wear them out, then I'll just go back. I'll get more Brooks Glycerin. Like, I think I'm just not going to have a sporty sneaker,
okay.
I think is what it all boils down to. I think
okay.
I'm just going to go walking shoes.
Okay. I think that's okay. So...
Oh, wait, I have to tell you one thing. I have to tell you one thing before I go change into my mandated yoga pants and oversized sweatshirt
yes.
for that's because you'll get thrown out as a mama if that's not what you're wearing.
Oh, yeah.
No, but not it's really. I'm kidding.
It's the uniform. I get it.
It is mm-hmm. It's the uniform. So I can't remember on Instagram last week, I had an ad for cut from the cloth, which
yes.
is, my favorite kind of jeans. I love cut from the cloth jeans. They are the best. They just for like, if you're an apple shaped person, they're just, I love uh-huh. them. And so, and I usually order them from Nordstrom, or occasionally I will find some at Nordstrom Rack, and they are of course cheaper at Nordstrom Rack. But I went to their website. So I clicked through and I noticed that they had some stuff on sale, but it was on my phone and I was doing something else. And so I thought, well, I'm going to look when I get home. But when I noticed there was a thing that said, like, I could give them my email address for $20.
Oh.
Not 20% off, but $20
mm-hmm.
off of a purchase.
Oh,
and I thought,
yeah.
for $20, you can have my email address. So I did. And so then they sent me the coupon. So I went back that night and looked. And I thought, well, I'm just going to look at what's on sale. I found a pair of jeans. Like, I can't remember what the style is. I'll have to go back and look. That are like, they're a little different than most of my other jeans. They have a seam going down the front, like, but really cute. And they're a little notched out at the ankle.
Uh-huh,
cute.
Uh-huh.
They were on sale for $39 and I had a coupon for $20
oh.
and I got a pair of cut from the cloth jeans for $19 and they did not even charge me shipping.
Oh my God. Well, that's the greatest day ever.
It was like, I thought, well,
yeah,
I mean, like, I felt like I they were practically free is what I'm telling
absolutely
you.
Absolutely. They were.
And then because that's the brand I wear the most. I know the sizing of them. They came in, they fit like a dream. I couldn't ask for more from those jeans than what they have given me for those $19. I'm so pleased with myself. So if that happens to be a brand of jean you like, you need to go to their website and enter in your email address and then shop their sales selection because they had tons on sale.
Okay.
And not I mean, it was so good. Like, I was so happy
with
it.
Well, that's very exciting. That is very exciting. Thank you. Good. Well, I will say real quick, and then I know you need to go, and I'm going to do a thorough, I ran an Old Navy really quick today, and I have to say, I felt like they had a very cute selection of spring clothing, some tops and blouses and stuff. So I'm going to do a little more research. Yeah. And we can talk about that next time. But I will say that and we'll relink it in our show notes, but that jumpsuit from Amazon that I posted last week on Fashion Friday, it's like a linen jumpsuit. It's like $19.99. It's, you have to wear like a t-shirt, yes, or kind of thing over it. But I will say that I got mine in, and I'm waiting until I look decent, because I really am going to take a picture of myself in it so that people can see like what it really looks like. Cause I know Amazon feels scary. I think I'm going to live in it this summer. It's so cute. It's so comfortable. It's cool. It's going to be easy to wear. I really like it. Now, I mean, listen, the whole thing may fall apart by August, but it's $19. I don't even care.
Who cares?
Whatever. It's like disposable. I'll throw it out at the end of the summer and buy another one next summer. But I do have to say that I've been meaning to text you, because I'm like, I think that could be something you could enjoy wearing to work.
Okay. Well, you need to see. Okay. Well, I'm glad to know it.
Yeah.
I'm going to send you the link. Well, I can go back and look at the link again. Yeah. I'm a little distressed to hear you say that. You know, I've kind of stayed away from Old Navy for a little bit just because I felt like I would just order stuff. Yeah. You know what I mean? Like, not necessarily, but again, an Instagram ad popped up, and it was their kind of wide legged pants. And you know, I'm a sucker for a wide legged ankle length pair of pants, because I can wear them to work. They're super comfortable, and I love an ankle length pair of pants. And so I was like, oh mercy. And they had some in kind of a celadon green, which reminded me a little bit of like Gap offerings back when we were in college. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. I had some Gap pants that color, I feel like, when maybe I was in college at some point. Mm-hmm. So
yeah.
Anyway, I'll have to check all that out.
So I'm going to text you this link to this jumpsuit right now so you can see it. But and you may not like the bib front, but I do think it's super cute. And I did run in Old Navy today. And here's the thing with Old Navy. It can look cute at first glance, and you try it on and you're like, well, no. But I have to say, when I walked in, I was like, well, this all looks very cute. So the end. Okay. All right. Go lacrosse.
Go lacrosse, go Lions, and we will talk to y'all later.
All right. Bye, everybody.
Bye.
Bye.